So I wrote a letter to the editor of the Wall Street Journal on Saturday. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. I don't expect it to be printed. In fact, I didn't even bother to check this morning to see if it was. But sometimes you have something on your mind that you just have to get off your chest. So let me tell you about it. A story in the weekend edition of the Journal, purportedly describing the performance of gold prices, used the word gold bug no less than three times. Three times in a short piece of fewer than 500 words. In the same way, it described gold as the gold bug's beloved metals. Now, this was a news story, but in the undisguised background was the writer's intent to be demeaning. And so you don't think that I'm just being touchy about this, you should know that the very first word of the article describing the world of gold investors, the very first word of the article is paranoia. So it's not just me. Now, I've made the point many times that nobody uses the term stock bug or bond bug to refer to investors in those markets. Nobody calls someone a real estate bug. Yet the same Saturday issue of the Wall Street Journal reports that Goldman Sachs is confronting a fine of as much as $1.25 billion for its mortgage securities practices. And yet, despite their wild excesses, nobody at Goldman Sachs or Bear Stearns was ever called a mortgage-backed security bug or a CDO hound or anything else like that for that matter. But those with an appreciation for gold's long monetary history and a clear-eyed view of central bank excesses are called gold bugs. So that was the thrust of my letter to the editor of the Wall Street Journal. Look, the New York Times reported over the same weekend that the inflation-adjusted net worth of the median American household is down 36% over the past 10 years. That's serious. And today comes the news that 35% of Americans have debt in some stage of the collections process, which typically means it's 180 days or more past due. Considering that the recession was supposed to have ended 5 years ago, a shocking number of Americans seem to have a serious debt problem. If 77% of Americans have debt that has been sent to collections, if Americans are worse off than they were 10 years ago, if full-time jobs are being exchanged for part-time jobs, aren't their policies much more deserving of the demeaning attitude that the Wall Street Journal writers reserve for gold investors? Isn't this all just a little bit out of hand? For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.